And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Sally J in studio on the brand conversation. And I hope that you are doing good. Hope your day is treating you well. It's a beautiful Tuesday. It's looking rather gray in Windhoek today, but I must say we welcome. If that's the rain, we are welcoming you. But nonetheless, this is the brand conversation. And of course, today we celebrate International Women's Day and we are looking into the question, what does it take for African women to be successful entrepreneurs? What are some of the challenges that we need to overcome? Because I was checking some stats, and it said, according to the World Bank, Africa is the only region in the world with more female than male entrepreneurs, and that one in four African women start or manage a business, and many of them are in the informal sector. And I think as women, I mean, typically use most of their earnings to support, to educate, empower their families and the wider communities. And apparently more than twice as much as men. So the success or failure of these female-owned businesses, it definitely has an enormous ripple effect. So what does it take for African women to be successful entrepreneurs? What are some of the challenges that we need to overcome? Let's quickly pay the bills and then we will be back to start officially the conversation.
There is no queue in internet. Let's keep it that way.
Skip the queue and sign up for our Steadfast, Baratas Fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE packages at the click of a button. Getting connected has never been easier. Easy online sign-up. You've got it. To find out what services are available in your location, visit baratas.africa/NA.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Minutes past 12 o'clock. This is the brand conversation with me, Sally J. And today we are celebrating International Women's Day by having a conversation, a brand conversation about what challenges do female entrepreneurs face that men may not. What do you see as the biggest challenge for Namibian entrepreneurs, the female ones? And what are some of the, if we look at, what does it take for African women to be successful entrepreneurs? Now, International Women's Day is a day celebrating the social, the economic, the cultural, and political achievements of women. Today marks a call to action for accelerating the gender parity, and it is witnessed worldwide when we come together to celebrate women's achievements or we rally for women's equality. I'm really excited about a day like this because, yes, the guys may think, ah, but you women, you guys get a lot of days. It's fine. Nobody's complaining about it, but I think it's an important day because as women, you know, we have started our roles as being the nurturers, right? Bringing life into this world. And then, of course, the world has progressed. We've also started moving away from just the role of the mother. We move from the role to of being a businesswoman, of owning our own businesses, owning our own name, creating our own paths, empowering other younger women while while also dealing with so many things in between. We have crime that we are facing. We are vulnerable to sexual violence, gender-based violence, so many of those things that happen. But we are here to celebrate that despite all these things that a woman goes through, especially the physical part, hey? Because getting a period every month is not an easy thing. As much as we've been through it, it doesn't make it any easier. But we are here to celebrate that power. And we are also here to thank the men out there that have been looking after the queens, making sure that they too also become their own person. So yes, this is a wonderful day, and I hope that we can have this conversation as we look at what are some of the top problems that women entrepreneurs face today. What challenges do they face that men may not? One of the first ones I saw here is by somebody called Giselle, and she said that I think a huge challenge that professional women in general and entrepreneurs specifically face is the assumption that they cannot possibly be competent employees and founders if they have children. What an interesting one. The other one I see here from Myrna. Myrna says that women face certain challenges that men do not, particularly working women who have children, because there are more demands on time and energy on the job. But good news is that even though they have more challenges when they have children, they are able to succeed despite those challenges because they are resourceful. That's really nice. Another one says... Okay, in the man's world, you face most business colleagues, including potential clients, investors, and even customers making a pass at you, and you need to deal with their oop swear word. The other one is from, and Valde, you are laughing. The other one is from Hillary. Hillary says, okay, she's giving us quite a story. Now she says that I have my own professional dog training business, and I find that as a woman, it's harder to choose a name for my business. Other women in my area have business names like, okay, but those names are too cute for me. I want a business name that makes me sound like a professional and not a teenager. Interesting. And then she says, the fact is that the thing that most of my clients will remember about me and pass on to the other clients is my name. Interesting one there. Let me give you another one. Now, this is from Ayusha. And she says, the external environment of business is very dynamic, and the problem also varies from place to place, time to times, and perspective to perspective. And she is speaking from the perspective of women in India. And she says the first one is the problem of finance. Finance is regarded as lifeblood for any enterprise, right? Be it big or small. However, entrepreneurs suffer from shortage of finance on two counts. She says, firstly, women do not generally have property on their names to use them as collateral for obtaining funds from external resources. And thus their access to the external sources of fund is limited. She also says, secondly, the banks in India also consider women less creditworthy and discourage women borrowers on the belief that they can at any time leave their business. Given such situations, female entrepreneurs are bound to rely on their own savings, if any, loan from friends and relatives who are expectedly meager, and thus women enterprises fail due to the shortage of finance. The other one that she said is stiff competition. She said women entrepreneurs do not have organizational set up to pump in a lot of money for canvassing and advertising. Thus, they have to face a stiff competition for marketing their products with both the organized sector and their male counterparts. Wow, she's actually added quite a lot. The other one is family ties. She says that in India, it is mainly a woman's duty to look after the children and other members of the family, where the man plays a secondary role. In case of married men, she has to strike a fine balance between her business and family, and her total involvement in family leaves little or no energy and time to devote for business. She said support and approval of husband seem necessary, seems like a necessary condition for women's entry into business. Accordingly, the educational level and family background of a husband's positive influence can also influence her entry into business activity. And the final one, she said, is a male-dominated society. Male chauvinism is still the order of the day in India. She says the Constitution of India speaks of equality between sexes, but in practice, women are looked upon as unable, and weak in all respects. Women suffer from male reservations about a woman's role, the ability and capacity, and they are treated accordingly. So in a nutshell, in this male-dominated Indian society, women are not treated equal to men, and this in turn serves as a barrier to women's entry into the business. So if you are, not even if you are, Namibian women out there, as you heard, this is a perspective from India. I'd love to hear from you, so you can join the line, including the men as well, only if you're coming to give us compliments. Then you are more than welcome to call in, and that is on 083-288-401. Now, if you look at it, there's a positive side to it where I saw that women really did a good job. And it was where during COVID-19, where their nurturing characteristics or character traits really came out, whereby even the beauty of the businesses that they are starting. So I'm talking about, you know, the aunties that are selling their fruits and vegetables, you know, on the road, selling the little foods, the cool drinks like the one I had this morning, and all of that. And can you imagine that if we didn't have these women setting up their stalls right next to the supermarkets, that we wouldn't have been able to buy things like ginger and garlic that was being bought out in the shops during COVID-19, and the situation was really heightened by it. And I must really thank them so much, because without them we wouldn't have been able to find any of those ingredients, and at least we were able to find the natural ones, because everybody, including Envalde, they were buying all the multivitamins out of the shop. So I want to thank those aunties for at least having ginger on the road for us. Let's take your call. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you, madam?
I'm okay, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, welcome. Yes, are you joining our topic?
Yeah, so I'm joining in. I want to just air my views on how I see.
Okay.
And the happy women, well, happy International Women's Day.
Thank you very much.
I think for me, women in business can do better.
Okay, what can we do better?
Mm. What I see to be something that would be lacking would be, number one, self-confidence.
Self-confidence.
The self-confidence. In saying, this is what I want to do and I can succeed in this thing. And the other thing, I'll run through them first. The first one is the self-confidence, and the other one is the, our culture.
Okay.
We have very nice African cultures, but sometimes these cultures, they end up suppressing us so much that even if you are able to swim, you actually drown. Even when there is no one around you, you can drown, because it is said that ladies should not be this high, they should not be like that. And I think we need to see more of role models.
Okay.
There are many women in Namibia who are doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
Many women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these are the ones that we want to see also showing, becoming role models for those that are telling behind, who cannot establish themselves, who cannot get into business. I think we need to see more of this.
I hear you.
You know? Yeah. Not so dependent on others, but they themselves standing up and doing well. So we need to work on that self-confidence. We need to work on that thing of identifying, of being innovative.
Yes.
You know, of being innovative, not to do saloons all over the country. Everybody's doing saloon because that's the business we know, it's for women. You know, it shouldn't be like that. We need to be more innovative. Something so creative that it becomes a brand. Yeah. It becomes a brand and something that people would be looking for. So I think those are the three things that I thought would be a problem that we may need to work on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it.
Thank you.
All right.
So confidence gap on female entrepreneurs. Ladies, what do you think of what the gentleman has said there? That we, some of us lack self-confidence to take ourselves out of our comfort zone. I'd like to hear from you in terms of what do you think about that? Because I've heard of studies that have concluded that men do tend to have a higher self-confidence than women and that this affects our entrepreneurial intentions. I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, it's little is really known about how self-confidence affects entrepreneurs in their startup condition, decision, but it's a very interesting thing to look at. So ladies, do you think that self-confidence is hindering us from, going for our dreams, fully going from it? Because it's quite an upsetting fact. I would think that women have higher confidence than men. But you know what? I think from my own experience, if I can add there, is that my part when it comes to the self-confidence is intimidation. I'm intimidated. Sometimes I'm either scared that, am I going to be looked at as this businesswoman, or is Envalda going to flirt with me while we are busy talking about business? Envalda, grab the mic there. I mean, it's really like an interesting thing that the gentleman said that women lack self-confidence, right? And I'm adding to say that maybe it's fear of being flirted with or being seduced while I'm trying to talk business. What can you add there? Do you think I'm lying when I say that women tend to, we are scared because men flirt a lot? What's your take?
Why should you then be scared if it's business related? Why don't you tell the guy, no, this is serious business?
Yeah. But sometimes that thought can keep somebody from even leaving the door, like from even just leaving the house. Because there's like a sense of that, what's the point of going? Because if I reject this guy, I'm not going to get the business deal in any case because I don't want him.
Look, you make it clear. It's fine. You make it clear to the guy that, I mean, it's strictly business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into the discussion and then you just, you know, it's a win-win situation. Nobody, you know, gets to the other side of the story.
Yeah.
Like, no. You have to give me what before,
yeah.
You know, I mean, just make it business.
Yeah, yeah. Just make it business. It's so easy to say. You know, it's so easy.
Look, it's like it's like at work.
Mm.
If I ask you out, Sally, does that give you reason not to come to work anymore because you're scared and Valdez is there?
It depends how you ask.
Business ethics.
I mean, there's the ethics, yes, but it also depends, you know, if it was aggressive, then I might avoid you like all the time. Because in the workplace, it happens a lot where, things can get uncomfortable, you know, for some women. I've heard of women where they completely wanted to move departments because of the fact that, yes, they took your advice telling the person that, look, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
You know, this is me, I'm here to work, and then the person might be her superior and they start getting mistreated or things are just awkward or the person makes you feel awkward.
I know this happens a lot.
Yeah.
But then, okay, at least at work you have somebody to report to that this one is harassing me and all these kind of things.
Okay.
But then in business, I get where you are saying.
Yeah.
In business you don't then have somebody because this is now an agreement between
you two. Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, but I think it's also just high time men realize that, you know, when it's business, leave other things out.
Personal things.
Somebody, yeah, personal things come then after hours,
after
work hours.
Yeah.
You tell the girl, no, I like it. That's after you have discussed business.
Yeah.
But then also be careful not to mix the two.
It's
not going to work out.
Really? Has it ever not worked out for you? Like when you dated a colleague.
No, I've never dated a colleague.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I've seen it in most cases. Yeah. It doesn't seem to work out.
It doesn't seem to work out.
You, things that you do at home might as well just, you know, follow you at the office.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so to everybody out there, what do you think are some of the challenges? To the men out there, you're also more than welcome to join in. What do you think are some of the challenges, that we can address, you know, when we're talking about women entrepreneurs? We just touched on, two. I think one was self-confidence. The other one is, I don't want to call it sexual harassment, but something in that line. The other one that I would also say is quite a huge one that I also saw from one of the answers is, not the credibility, but they said that it is that we are in a male dominated society and that, women are where the constitutions are speaking about, you know, equality between sexes, equal opportunities. But women are still suffering from male reservations about a woman's role and ability. So, somebody who, for instance, works in these technical industries like mining and construction, I still see women being made fun of, you know, the fact that she wants to pick up that big machinery and people like Envalde them are like, no, but you're a woman. How can you pick this up? What is, Envalde, just a quick thought, like what is the thought process behind, you know, when you see a woman doing a man's job or whatever that means? Like, do you feel sorry for the person because they are delicate? Or why is it that some men don't accept women in these big technical jobs like construction and mining and all of that?
Look, it's always a question of why we grew up in societies where we believe certain jobs are to be done by men.
Okay.
So we grew up, if my mom sees me letting a lady or a girl actually do something that I'm supposed to do, or even the society that I came from, it will look at me like, what kind of a gentleman are you?
I see.
Yeah. And then we don't want to see our women doing, you know, hard labor when we are there. I cannot let my girlfriend go do some bricklaying kind of job. It's wrong for the ones that are doing it. But then I just feel like
it's hard to accept.
Yeah. I must do it.
Know,
just like you, as a lady, you wouldn't want to see me cooking all the time.
No, I do. I do.
You would let me?
Yeah. Do you know how attractive it is to find a man like cooking or like cleaning? It's attractive.
But you wouldn't want to see me do it all, I mean, every day.
I do. Ask. I swear, if you go outside now and you go and ask every woman, would you love to see your man like cook for you every day? Okay, fine. Every day is a bit of a, but as women, we cook every day. So let's say every day. Mm. I can bet you now that a lot of women will say yes. They'll be like, what? Oh my goodness. It will be awkward because I'll want to come and help, but it would be nice, you know, because, and I guess maybe it's also the same thing that a woman would probably get up and be like, no, you don't know what you're doing. Let me just get up. So I think maybe the feeling is mutual in terms of when I look at you when I look at you in the kitchen, I'll be like, this guy, he doesn't know what he's doing. And I guess the feeling is vice versa. When you see a woman carrying heavy machinery that you might be thinking, can she really do this?
Yeah.
Do you think this mindset is outdated? You know, this whole thing of women in the kitchen, men in the yard.
It's not. It's just, you know, certain responsibilities should be shared.
Yeah.
Not equally, but fairly.
Okay.
Like how it's supposed to. I'm still a kind of guy that believes certain jobs are supposed to be done by certain genders.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't be cooking when my wife is home.
Why not?
It's irrational.
It's irrational.
It's so weird for me.
I'm taking you off my list, Envalde. Now you are not on my potential crush anymore because I'm like, does not cook. I ticked you off. No, but it's interesting.
I can cook. But then, I shouldn't be doing it all.
Why?
No.
Did you marry? Did you marry?
What will you be doing then?
Me. watching TV, Moss. I had a long day. We both had a long day. And it's interesting that you say that because in the world that we are in now, there are dual incomes in the house, right? Man and the woman, they are both working. Mm. So now we are both tired from work. Who is now more tired than the other?
Like you said, we are both tired.
Yeah. And then, so why do I have to cook? Why can't you cook if I'm also tired?
And then you go wash the car.
Yeah, I can also do that. I would rather wash the car.
Or fix the garage door.
And fix the garage door. If I can. I mean, women have changed now, yo. You'll find girls fixing. Like the other day, I found my friend like changing her oil in the car and things like that. So I think the world has completely changed. That we are becoming more able.
Because maybe the husband is not home.
No, he was there. He said, fix your own thing. He said, fix your own things. It's your car. When I bought you, we all have our own responsibility in this house. And those are probably one of very few families that you see. Huh?
Why are we marrying them?
Companionship, Moss. And to make children. And to also have somebody to sleep next to.
Okay.
And Valdez is like, no, Sally, no, no,
you're
no,
not
no.
Me reasons, man.
No, but I'm
like, I'm thinking you.
You're also ticking me off now. Okay. Off now. Yeah. But yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, but you know, the world is changing. I don't think the same beliefs of, you know, how things were back then, because we're in the world where I could be working and my man lost his job.
Yeah.
So do we divorce because he is no longer fulfilling his role, or do we continue, you know, in our relationship? Because that's where the world has changed.
Yeah,
back then, the man used to be the provider.
Yeah.
Now you will find in some cases where, like I said, the lady has the job, the guy doesn't. So, exactly. So do I come back from work to cook, or is marriage about sharing?
I've been home the whole day. Have I then been doing? Watching soccer or playing PlayStation and let you come do things while you are the one that is coming from work. No, that is not going to work.
Okay.
I've been home the whole day. Say it's a Sunday, you went to work and then to church and then I'm home with the kids.
Yeah.
I might cook. Do a few stuff here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I will do. But then
if we are both coming from work and Valdi, you're saying I must still cook. Do you know we are the ones that are wearing high heels? Our feet are more sore than yours.
We do a lot more than you imagine.
What are you doing in high heels? Can you do what you're doing
in
high heels?
Not in high heels, obviously. But we wear boots, also safety boots. Imagine how heavy the safety boots are.
Mm-mm, you don't know high heel. You must walk a mile in our shoes one day while you go do.
Also never wore
gum boots. No, they are heavy.
Yeah, they are. They will die you nice.
Let's take this call. Eagle FM, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, how are you?
We are doing good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great. Where are you calling us from?
From Window.
From Windhoek. Okay, are you joining us?
Yes, I just want to take part on the Mother's Day today.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, there's nothing big like a mother's love.
Mm.
I'm thinking about those years when I'm from the north.
Okay.
Yeah, those years like our mothers, they used to be alone for the 6 or 8 months or 1 year. Mm. Just imagine the mother taking care of the baby and the mother not working, and that baby would be so healthy, and you know, so there's nothing else like a mother's love. Mother's love is something very, very, very big in a human being history.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you mention if somebody been pregnant last year or yesterday, and this guy just disappeared for good, and the mother would take care of this baby without any single job, you know. It's something very, very, very important. A mother's love is something very, very big in a human being.
Mm. Okay. I just wanted to ask, you know, we are obviously talking about a woman's role in society and how men view them. You know, we were giving the small example of, you know, now it's not about, you know, things have changed. Back then, the woman stays at home. But now both parents are working. And we gave the small example of, you know, things have changed. Now we are both tired from work, but I'm still still, as a woman, expected to cook. Do you think that that is outdated? Do you think that that's an old mindset? Or is it really just going to be, that's it, that's how life is going to be? Or do you think that mindset is old?
Yeah, I think, okay. If you go deep to details, you might find something which will teach you in future.
Okay.
But not everything. We need to also to change a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like not a sin if a man can to cook at home. It's not a problem. You can do it
every day.
People who are developing, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we have that state of abuse. Woman, yeah. Cook, she must wash. And the woman is the better house care. You know.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yes. Yeah. So, for example, if you stay at home with a boy of 15 years old, yeah, with three girls, three small daughters,
yeah,
you find those girls are like they've been the war in Russia, totally, you know. But if you leave a small girl for 15 years old with three small girls,
small boys,
they will feel like the mother's around.
Yes.
Yes, yes. I'll end up there. Sorry.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to ask him if he's single.
You come on to take
him. Yeah. Oh, he cooks. He said he doesn't mind every day. But yeah, he made a point there that, you know, our biological, responses individually, it's natural that yes, we are more nurturing, that yes, if we do leave, and it's very few boys that you will find that he's looking after his little sisters. And obviously there must have been some good influence on that. So I understand the natural part that we are more nurturing.
It's not our thing from day one.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, for you, it has to be taught.
Yeah.
For us, it comes naturally.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's take this call. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, afternoon, Sally.
Yes, brother. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Are you joining us?
Yes. Happy Men's Day.
Women's. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay.
And I'm sorry, but anyway, I might be right because, you know, nowadays we the men, you don't know the difference between a man and a woman no more.
I can, man.
No, I'm being for real. Like,
what are you saying, my brother?
He's talking about talking about the transgender community, right?
No. Like you have a lady or a wife. Okay, uh-huh. For the mother, it's something different. But I'm focusing on like the young ones. Like we, like you know, these things also we say lobolas, you know, like our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like in our culture, you have maybe to pay five cows, you know,
yeah,
for a lady,
yeah,
and then you pay some huge kind of, and you know, in our culture, we have two receptions.
Yeah.
You must prepare the, and before you get married, you should also make sure that the lady's house is also up to standard.
Yeah,
and she's not working, you maybe have to set up a building in a house and do this catering thing. Do you understand?
Mm.
So for you to get married as a man, maybe you, the minimum you will need it. $100K.
Or $75, so we can just go to magistrate.
Yeah, but that one, still they will talk more. So now the issue is here.
Yeah.
Now the issue is here.
Okay.
After, even maybe a month after marriage, then you are from work.
Mm.
She's just a teacher, or she works in, works that maybe she knock off at, she works maybe a job that like maybe she will knock at 4 around 5 days.
Mm.
Then you are knocking off at 5.
Mm.
Then you come home, maybe watching TV. Then they say, "Ah, can you please make for me coffee?"
Like, is that you asking or she's asking you?
Yeah, the husband. I will have my newspaper. I sit in the sofa,
yeah,
watch TV. Then I say, "Make for me coffee, please."
Okay.
Ah, then you'll hear stories. What? Yeah, you don't see the kitchen. Eh?
But maybe she's also tired, brah.
Tired, but why should you? No, that one is just in the mind, you know.
So you are the only one that's tired from work.
But how will you feel if a woman, how will you feel if I ask you to go look after kettles or fix the car or things that you said?
If you are asking me that after work, after I finished at work, then I would, of course, be upset about it, right? Look, if you can't compare, I don't know if it's really good to compare, some of those jobs, like things like cooking, cooking and washing dishes. That's something we all, let's just focus on the cooking part first, right? Things like cooking and cleaning, those are things that both genders have learned, right? Those are things that you were doing before you got married. So why should it stop when you get married?
Okay, the issue now is, Sally, look, I will listen for other tribes like, who don't pay low, but imagine, it's just maybe 3 weeks after marriage. I'm not even yet recover from the trauma that I went through when your parents sold you to me for 100K.
They
black parents, they are selling the
So basically, okay, now, so you bought a slave. Cow, yes. Cool, I understand. No. You bought a slave. That's what you did. That's what you guys are saying. Yeah, you guys bought a slave.
What is the Nobola for?
You don't have a cow.
No, the way that you guys are saying it, right? The way that you are looking at this tradition is that what you are looking at it that I paid for you, so you must do everything for me. That's what it sounds like.
No, check. Even if you wash my clothes, the issue here is that nowadays women are trying to equal themselves to men. You understand? Which is
just not
problem.
Practical.
Yeah, but gender equality doesn't mean that.
No, some things are.
Go ahead, brother.
Some things are getting out of hand. Women don't even want to breastfeed anymore.
We don't want to what?
Why must I breastfeed? If the man is
you
also
sitting
there, you buy the milk or buy this cup pump.
Huh? I know which women are you guys dating?
You don't know, man.
I'm gonna help you out. Send your number on our SMS line. Shashi, Kurugaji, that you guys are meeting there. No. I'm worried.
But also, if asking a woman to cook is old fashioned, then the same woman who is having that same mindset should also tell their father and mothers that they should stop selling them for cows. If I'm going to marry you, we are going to be one family. Why should your father exchange you for a cow or a cow? Now they are asking.
But it's like, wasn't it a form of appreciation? Isn't it? Isn't that how it was looked at?
And who is appreciating my parents?
Huh?
Yeah.
My parents. Yeah. I'm joking. All right, my brother. Anything else you want to add?
If you don't have cows, now you must give a polo. It's true.
They are giving you the child that's going to every night for 9 months. They're going to be bringing in your generation. But anyway, thank you so much, my brother, man.
Okay, I don't want to ruin people's day, but at least my conclusion is that.
Yeah, go ahead.
We need to. Okay, I understand that in case whereby if both of you are working and you are because the issue of cooking, women cooking back in the days because. The men should provide for the house, you understand?
Yes.
But nowadays we find women that are kind of head of the house. The woman that
not really head of the house, but it's called like dual income.
All of you are
working.
That shouldn't be the way to see a man as a woman now. Well, it's like this.
We are not even asking for much, bro. We just want you to cook.
Yeah, but
breakfast in bed. Those things that you guys promised us when you guys were trying to get us.
but these things of cooking, if I just make coffee for your husband, I will feel better.
Okay, make her some tea as well. Maybe it's negotiate. Yeah. You have to negotiate these things, brother.
How will you feel? We are driving maybe a long distance. Then the car got
now you want to manipulate us. Go, man.
I'm asking you to check the car. I'm asking you to replace the tire while I'm sitting.
But then you must teach me. I will do it if you teach me. I will. My father taught me very well, actually, okay? I can change the oil, I can change the wheel, and I can also jack a car. And that's because a man took the time to teach me so that I can be empowered. So instead of making fun of the woman, teach your woman. Because if she gets stuck somewhere and you are not there, you can't drive from here to Sweden. No. Empower me. So that's what I'm giving you now. Your next girlfriend, or if you already have a girlfriend, teach a girl how to jack the thing. People will look at you and be like, wow, look at that guy. Yeah. He's dating a woman.
Okay, where do you put the antifreeze?
Please, this is not for you to come and teach us how to become mechanics. Thank you, my brother. Take care, ne?
We respect women. We want women to do a lot of things. I mean, we respect this whole gender equality thing and kind of thing. And then I don't mean to undermine the power of women, eh?
Mm.
But Sally, if you change the tire, I'm not going to drive that car.
Why?
With your nails like that.
Why? No. Why not? Okay, you will walk. You will walk, bro. You will walk. Let's quickly pay the bills, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
All right, 10 minutes left of the brand conversation as we are celebrating, raising awareness about International Women's Day. This is the day where we celebrate women's achievements, where we address some of the challenges. It's a focal point to look at, you know, bringing attention to issues like reproductive rights, violence and abuse against women, but most importantly, to celebrate, you know, Namibian women, women of all from all over the world that have made radical change for womanhood, in celebration of womanhood, radical change for not just women, for men as well. And we are here to celebrate each and every one of them. And I think the woman that we also need to celebrate today is our sales manager, Ms. Monica Epinge. Happy birthday, my Monica, if you're listening. I wish you all the best, and especially patience, because you have to deal with all of us. But yeah, so we're talking about Women's International Day, right? We know that as women, we have had to fight a long time, right? And now we are here in this modern day world where things have changed. No longer is a woman just a housewife. You know, women, she's a housewife, she's a businesswoman, she's a sister, she's a friend, and also she has to wash somebody's clothes every day. She has to make coffee for this person every day. She has to, what did you say about that?
Yes, Jose, why?
And she's also not being taught how to change the tire because her man thinks that she won't put on all the screws.
You change nappies, I change tires.
But you must also change nappies. What if I need to go pee? But you have to, so are you saying you're not going to change, but you've changed the nappies before. Why are you my problem with you guys, you Namibian guys, ne, is that when you guys come on radio, you guys talk so much about, yeah, but a woman, damn thing, meh, meh, meh. But trust me, I've seen most of you at home you are doing those things for your girl. You, and I don't know why you guys want to deny treating your woman like a princess. I've seen many of you guys being cuddled by a woman. When you are sick, then you are there like a big baby. I've also seen, let's not lie. When you love a woman, we know you guys become babies. That you will cook if that girl, if you like her enough, you will cook. Don't argue with me. I've seen a lot of you. Eagle FM. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Happy Women's Day.
Thank you so much. I'm using the opportunity to make fun of men.
No, don't be sorry.
All right. What's your contribution for today?
No, my contribution for today, I just wish all the women in the world happy day to them.
Thank you so much.
They are very important, very, very important. So we thought to them, we can't do anything without them.
Right. Thank you for that.
These things of a man can do this, a woman can do this, those things they just believe man, because you want to be a boss. If I happen to go to that stage to have a house, my dear, I'm telling my wife, if she don't know how to cook, I have to teach how to cook. I'm a chef, professional chef, but I have to teach how to cook. I will not even demand like every day she's in the kitchen. No. Whatever day I can say, okay, baby, okay, can I just sit down and relax? I'll make today
something for us.
I'll cook a dinner for you.
Okay.
Even for the family, I can do that. You know, let's learn each other. If I don't know something, then I have to learn from her.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I feel like sometimes when I listen to my colleague, my fellow men, I cannot cook at the village. No.
Okay, no. Yeah, that part, okay, all right.
Sorry. If we are staying in the house, in town.
Yeah.
No, in town.
Then you can.
It's okay. Because they're in the house, they're in the village, the house is open, and neighbors, they can see you, you know.
But what is the difference?
I think he's just trying to maybe honor the tradition. Oh, yeah. Honoring our culture, probably.
Not to be seen doing that.
But he doesn't want to be seen. That's what I told you. That's what I told you. Continue, my brother. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I think people, they believe that if he get married to that lady and become a slave. No! The person that you love. You choose her because you love her so much. So why you have to be like, yes, now you become my slave, beat a woman, what if you must be deaf, what if, no, just imagine, women, they play a very important role in our community. But imagine a person is staying there for you, for your kid, and for the whole house, and
I hear you.
The very important part that I used to. I used to think, and it makes me sometimes to go emotionally. It's like killing a baby for 9 months.
Yeah, it's one of our big problems.
That is very, very, very powerful. They used to do in our community. So, because as men, if we happen to test, like, okay, fine, let's exchange. I can't even a week.
You won't be able to carry that tummy, eh?
Can't able to kill my sister. I'll die.
I hear you.
Yeah, thank you so much for the top match.
Thank you, brother. Take care of yourself, please. Yeah, carry my. You see, that guy was telling you the truth. Kucha. When you guys are here in Windhoek, you are cooking.
Who is you guys?
You, the one of. You guys are the same guys that are going out there in the street and you're like, yeah, I'm a boss. People, but when you go home, you're being cuddled.
So there are people that actually don't want to be seen doing things that they do.
Well, that's something that you guys will have to address, because you guys care about what people think maybe more than women. So I don't know.
So there are guys that are doing things that we were told not to do.
Maybe taught not to do. Yeah, maybe. We can't also say that you weren't taught to cook. Right?
I know, right?
You were taught to cook. I mean, when you guys go, Koshige Koshunda, and you guys go that side, you had to cook for yourself most, right?
Okay, as for me, I grew up in a home without ladies. I only have brothers. That's how it, okay. it came about.
So yeah. where did you learn this mentality?
I can cook, but then
not but you don't want to cook
when my wife is around.
Huh?
Obviously, I can cook when my mom is sick or when she's not.
So only when a woman is sick that you feel the need to cook. Nah, man. No. You have to cook for your lady as well. Do you get what I'm saying? Because but I feel like when you are married, why not every day? Because now you are making it seem like a job and now you're making it and it's like, my sister brought it up. When does a wedding actually become, when is your marriage? When do you start enjoying your marriage? When the whole time you are just praying, God, please don't let my husband cheat. Please don't, all you're praying for is just, please don't let my husband cheat. And you're also just cooking and all of that. Now it feels like a job, but a marriage is not a job, right? A marriage is most about two people coming together and, sharing the responsibilities of this relationship, fairly. Isn't it? Fairly. Because like when we had sex, it was a
equally,
fair thing. Most.
Fairly.
Fairly. Equally would say that
I've mentioned earlier, I would not expect you to come fix. Maybe let me say the kitchen, the drawers are falling and all these kind of things. That should be my job as a man.
But if I can do it better, are we going to argue? We can make a competition. What? Okay, fine. It's fine. If there are any car companies out there and they're listening, please bring us a car, two cars, so that me and Valde can do a competition on changing a car.
Okay, no problem.
Changing the tire and all those other things with the lights. Okay. You see, the time is already gone.
Yeah,
unfortunately, we are unable to take any other calls. Tomorrow we continue. I have Dr. Esperance Luvindau joining us tomorrow. We'll be talking about public speaking and, of course, celebrating Namibian women. Yes, any day is a great opportunity to celebrate the woman in your life. And today kind of gives you more reason to do exactly that. It is about recognizing a woman's incredible achievements, raising awareness, and also encouraging others to advocate. Now, when it comes to gender equality, it's not about I can do a man's job or a man can do a woman's job. Gender equality is actually about just that respect that when I walk into, let's say, a film set and I'm carrying a camera, that you will respect me and not make fun of me. Do you get what I'm saying? Gender equality is about that I can walk into, I am hired. We have the same qualifications and we are hired based on that. Not because I'm hot or you hired me because you like me. Mm. You know, that's really what gender equality is. It's not about that we're trying to do a man's job. It is about if I can do it and I went to school for it or let's say my dad taught me how to do it, then yes, that's really what gender equality is about. It's not about we want men to wash dishes. We do. Because that's equally sharing the relationship, Moss. Mm. We had sex. You gave the sperm. I carried the child. You changed the nappy in the first 6 days, Moss, so I can rest my legs. So you guys are just taking paternity leave for nothing, or to watch TV.
Help you do a few stuff.
Which stuff?
Okay, there I can cook for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, International Women's Day on the Brand Conversation. Stay tuned for, thank you so much, Invalde, for joining me. That was really awesome. that was really awesome.
It's okay.
I'm going to help you find a girlfriend, but I need to train you first how to cook.
People are listening. Don't promise.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I don't.
We need to talk. We really need to talk first. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for On the Radar, giving you your latest news updates. I will see you later tonight, and that is on Off the Hook from 11 o'clock. We are taking this conversation into tonight, so if you still have a lot to say, the line will be open from 11 o'clock. Otherwise, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this conversation, and to the women out there, we celebrate you. The fact that you can give birth and go straight back to work and continue as if nothing happened. We thank the aunties out there that are on the street that are, you know, doing things right for their families and continuously being that nurturer and that provider, both emotionally and physically. And thank you to the men out there that are treating their women like queens. And for the rest of you, come tune on tonight because we will teach you what you don't know. Stay tuned.
Ouri mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma kuro e kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuro olongaha ninge kwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahe tatu imwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano that is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahe tatu natu bali o hetatu vatatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.